Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. In our studio this morning, we have Missouri State Representative Kent Hayden, also Audrain County Associate Commissioner for the Eastern District, Leslie Meyer, and Audrain Associate Commissioner for the Western District, Tracy R. Graham. I want to say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you guys in here. There was a meeting recently at the Audrain County Courthouse, and I believe it was in reference to Senate Bill 190. Also talked a little bit about Senate Bill 756. A lot of people may not know what that's in reference to. We'll start off with Representative Hayden. Tell us a little bit about those bills, if you will.
Those are bills that basically says that when you reach a certain age, and that was we discussed the difference of two bills, that your taxes on your primary residence would be, and we discussed not the word frozen, but that would be the maximum tax you'd pay on that residence. And it went through 2 years ago, and it basically stated that, you know, it talked about Social Security. Well, when you reach the age of Social Security, well, it turns out, an example, my wife was a teacher. There's a lot of groups who are not participants in Social Security, and because of that, the first bill said, oh, you're not eligible. So then we came back last year and passed it basically with 62 years of age. It put an age on it and not Social Security dependent or eligible.
Absolutely. So this is essentially a property tax credit, if you will. We've seen this bill go around in several counties. Basically, the bill gives the authority to the counties, as I understand it, but some people called it a tax freeze. Why do you like to call it a tax credit instead of a tax freeze?
It's really semantics. You know, it's really semantics of what you're going to get. Tax credit, the way that's set up, makes it a little more of a rotation. A little more bureaucracy involved, in my opinion. But, you know, from a simple man's standpoint, and again, the county commissioners probably have a reasoning on other, but in essence, for the simple consideration, they're one and the same, in my opinion. Now, again, that isn't quite right either, but in semantics, for an easy discussion, yeah, your taxes would be relatively the same on your personal property from the time you are 62.
Absolutely. Let's talk about who is eligible for this tax credit. Anybody can take that question.
Yeah, it's anyone who's 62. Most counties, and I think that we've talked about the same thing, you need to come in and apply. So there will be a very simple application for Audrain County. It will need to be notarized because you have to be able to sign it and say, yes, this is my primary residence. And then it will get turned into the collector. And from there, if you're a married couple, of course, you don't double dip. One gets the tax credit because I know in our household, one typically pays the taxes. So it's actually a pretty easy process as far as we're concerned. There are some disclaimers. One of the concerns that I had when I first heard about the bill was our farming community. A lot of farmers either have their residence and their land in LLCs or trust or corporations. There's actually a workaround with that where you can just bring in paperwork showing that you have ownership in that and this is your primary residence. So that was answered pretty quickly, I think, with the 756 fix.
And Matt, one of the discussion that occurred on the floor, we've had, particularly in the Kansas City area, we've had some major snafus with taxes on personal property, houses, your primary residence, went up really dramatically. And because of that, there was an outcry. People on fixed income said, wait a minute, our income has not gone up. And particularly, some people were paying as much, had their houses paid off, owned them, but were starting to pay, the claim was they were paying as much as they were for a house payment for their tax payment. And that was the impetus in the legislation of, wait a minute, this, why we bought it once, why would we have to buy it again because of taxes? And That's a pretty hardcore sale when you're in a legislature. Now, that threw all the burden, in reality, back on the county commissioners. And that's, if I didn't understand fully what county commissioners, the responsibilities they had. But before I was elected, I do now. And this is a very, very difficult job they're tasked with. And in essence, the legislature dropped it in their lap, saying, okay, you can vote on it by county. So there was some local control. But then they faced the heat of all the retired people. And it wasn't just retired. This was popular across the board. So again, all legislation has consequences. And this is one that's come home to roost, but it's on the county commissioners.
Sure. Tracy, we'll ask you, the application process, you're accepting the applications, has that opened up now, or when will that open up, and kind of when will this be implemented here in Audrain County, if you will?
Yeah, so a lot of what the county commission has been doing is doing the research, you know, doing the background work to find out impacts and what the taxing entities are going to experience. And that was the meeting that we had at the courthouse. That was for the taxing jurisdictions to give input before we took action. So we had two options: put it on a ballot or do a county resolution through the commission. And after doing the research, it definitely looks like we'll do a resolution, but that has not been passed or implemented yet. But that's the direction we're going at this point. I'm not saying we wouldn't have an election later, but at this point, that's the direction we're going. And so I just want to make it very clear to the listeners that the credit is the difference between the current, when people submit their application, that assessed value stays at that assessed value. That tax amount is for the homeowner. Now, the assessment process continues. So if that property owner for that real estate sells that property, the next person who owns it is going to go to the current assessed value. So if the assessed value changes and the property is sold to somebody, even if they're 62, they got to go to the new base. They call that the base. Okay, so the assessments, everybody just needs to understand, the assessments are going to continue to grow as property values of real estate goes up. It's just that they're going to pay the tax on the base when they apply. That's why it's considered a credit, because they're getting a credit off of the total assessed value down to the base value of when they applied. And that's why we prefer to call it a credit, because if you call it a freeze, somebody buys that property and thinks it's going to be at that assessed value. It's not. It's going to be at the current assessed value, not at the assessed value 5 years ago when somebody applied for the 190 credit.
This is especially helpful for seniors wanting to stay in their homes, as I understand it. It's pretty valuable to them, correct?
Right. I think that was the target.
That was the target. So you wouldn't have to. Now, that being said, a lot of people think, see their tax bill this last week and are paying it and say, well, I won't have that next time. That's not true. It's just over. It freezes it. So you're still going to have it, but you're not going to have increases. You know, and there's a lot of pressures at Jeff City on a lot of things. We want to cut a lot of taxes. We're talking about cutting about income tax and you know, business taxes. There's a big push with the Republican majority to cut taxes, but there is a reality is, you know, we had almost $52 billion last year, and with federal money out, we have 28, and so a lot of people have expectations of what we've done with the government involvement. We were paying taxes federal for that, of course, but you know, things are changing. The budget in the state is going to be, the next 3 or 4 years is going to be much, much tighter. And as we do taxes, we have to say, okay, we're going to cut this tax, but what service are we going to cut with it?
Sure.
Now, some people think they will outgrow that with, you know, if you look at Tennessee's model and some of those, they have. But there is, the reality is that we're going to have a much tighter budget that has to be divided among pies. And sitting in some budget hearings, particularly in the health area that I sit on sub-budget, you hear some sad, sad stories. So that pressure is to cut those taxes. But whenever we do that, we ought to have to say, okay, here's a service.
Yeah.
What service are you going to cut?
Good question, because that was one that I had in my mind. You know, what were you hearing from the taxing entities whenever you held this meeting? Were they concerned that they're going to be getting less money, and will this impact any particular services, education, roads, so on and so forth?
Do you want to take that one, or you want me to?
You go ahead, and then I've got some comments after that.
Okay. We're not quite sure, because it's so much is dependent upon who applies, how many people apply, where they live, and that sort of thing. And again, this is one that as the longer it goes, the greater the tax credit will grow. So the first few years, you might get $10, $15 in a tax credit. But as you stay in that home, it'll grow. And then that's where the question is of how this will affect the taxing entities.
Tracy, you wanted to make a couple of comments?
Yeah, so the value is really unknown. Just like Leslie said, with all those unknowns, there's really no way to calculate a real number or even get close to a real number. So I want to go back to what Representative Hayden was saying about taxing in general. So people don't understand that if there's not a local personal property tax, that money is going to come from somewhere. Talk to the people in Iowa. Ask them how much it costs to register their car for 1 year. It's ridiculous. So because of the associations that we're involved with, there's a table I saw of all the states and what kind of taxing or what kind of revenues are generated to help provide the services that you were talking about for the local citizens. And it's crazy, because when you look at that graph, Missouri, you know, is sort of divided up between sales tax, personal property, real estate tax. The ones that don't have personal property tax, their sales tax are out the roof. So you're gonna get it from somewhere. The example of Iowa, you know, they may not have, and I don't know if it was sales tax was low, but then anything you do to register a car or anything like that, it's like quadruple what we pay here in Audubon County. So the funds have to come from somewhere if you want the services. If you don't want the services and you want the whole state to have gravel roads, even down Highway 70, then we'll just do away with all taxes. That probably wouldn't go over too well down in Jeff City.
No, it would. Well, it depends on what day.
Yeah.
Election year is probably great, but then the next year it would not.
No. Leslie, you wanted to say something?
Yes. So we've been talking about the commission's role with this and doing an ordinance or a resolution, but this actually affects multiple county offices, and I think it's really important that we put out there. Our county assessor, Melissa Maupin, was involved in a task force of the Missouri Association of Counties who were working to get the fixes, which helped with Senate Bill 756. Our county clerk, Lisa Smith, county collector, Amy Lee Count, our recorder, Teresa Allen. We've all been active in our state associations working towards this and figuring out what's the best route for Audrain County. So it really has been a team effort. I know it's Tracy and I here today with Representative Hayden, but it is a team effort in Audrain County.
Will there be more meetings as this comes closer to fruition to kind of explain to residents exactly what this looks like? Or how will that proceed forward, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll have some general meetings and probably ask to come and explain it again, because we don't have a definite process as we speak today. We have a really good direction, but we don't have all the detail, and that's where some of the other elected officials will come into play to help us define those application processes and how it will be implemented.
Anything else folks need to know about this property tax credit that we haven't covered this morning? That anybody can think of, can't.
Well, they have a. The county commission has two alternatives. One, they could not do anything. Or three, I guess, they could not do anything. They could put it into effect on their own, or they can put it to vote of the people. And every place I know it's been put to vote of the people,
it's passed substantially.
Mm-hmm. Now, that also takes heat off the commissioners of their decision. Of course, elections always cost them. So that's one of the things they're considering and should, which is the best way to approach this, knowing that in most places it has passed by enough that it looks like, yes, if you're putting money on it, Audrain County would pass it. Is that fair?
I would agree.
And so that's part of the dilemma they have, too. And again, this isn't the first of these. What services are we willing to pay for, or are we willing to give up? And we had some major bills passed last year. You know, I-70 is an example. We had a change in education bill, which added a lot of money. We have a constitutional amendment for Medicaid expansion that we really don't know what the full effect of that is. I really look for our state budgets to be extremely tight, starting with this budget we're going to be working on this time, and readjusting without federal money from COVID. And people got used to that money. I mean, there's a lot of pressure. And again, here's an example. You're sitting in a committee hearing on health, and here's people who take care of handicapped people in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
They're private employees. Well, you've increased the state pay, you know, considerable over the last 4 or 5 years, but these private employees haven't got that. So a lot of these people that are private people to take care of them are in real deep trouble finding somebody to do it. And so, you know, when they come in and here's somebody in a wheelchair and has really severe needs, and they want subsidy from the state to help that. Well, when you look at the budget, do we have the money in the budget to do that? And, you know, that's the type of dilemmas that you always have. And, hey, we have to pass a balanced budget. At least the House does. Sometimes the Senate, when it goes over there, it comes back with little add-ons for things they want in their district. But for the House, we have to, if you add something to the budget, you have to take away something out of the budget. And people scream when you take away their piece of the pie out of the budget.
Yeah.
And so that's a dilemma that's really, I've got 2 more years. I will have to face for 2 years, but probably in 2 years from now, we will see much more intense discussion of revenue and spending.
Absolutely. This is our, go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, so, and like Representative Hayden was referring to, you know, that federal money that came from COVID, whether it was CARES, Rescue Plan, whatever, whichever pot of money, you know, I don't see that happening again anytime soon.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, and, you know, for reasons that caused it and not. But I just want to make sure everybody understands that as a commission, we've been asked, we've had conversations with other counties, and why aren't we doing this? Because such and such county did it. Well, because we're looking out for the people of Audrain County. What they do in Boone County or Callaway County or Cole County, any other county in the state, is not going to apply to the people that we represent. So as a commission, we're there to provide the best possible option for the citizens of Audrain County. And that's why we have done all this research and having meetings and those types of things. Leslie, you want to add?
I fully agree with that, because if it wasn't for us taking the time to meet as Audrain County elected officials and navigating what's the best path for the assessor, what's the best path for the collector, for people to apply, I think we would have a process that was highly flawed. And this way we're able to give less headaches to the people who are going to want to utilize this program.
No doubt. This is our first interview of 2025 on Meet the Community, and we always do our wild card questions, so I'm not going to let you guys out of this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're going to go around. New Year's resolution for 2025, and we're going to start off with Representative Kent Hayden. Do you have a New Year's resolution for 2025 you thought about? Any hopes?
Not that I want to share. Not that I want to be held accountable for. Going into this new year particularly, I always, my prayer and resolution morning that God grants me wisdom and kindness, and that's my New Year resolution to that. Wisdom and kindness, and those are both grants. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy Graham, your New Year's resolution.
You know, I really haven't came up with a real resolution, but it is always the best for my family.
Yes, absolutely. I feel that. Leslie Meyer.
Oh gosh, I have no idea, because usually I would break the resolutions like 2 weeks into the new year, so I haven't done one for many years. I would think from a parent route, it would be to not get rowdy at the Lady Trojans basketball games for the rest of the season. But
impossible.
Yeah, impossible. So for a health-wise, I guess it would be to maybe not go so hard on the caffeine.
Okay, good one. Very good one. Listen, I appreciate all of you guys coming in here. By the way, congratulations to both Tracy and Leslie on being sworn in.
Thank you.
Just this week. And, you know, Kent Hayden, we wish you the best of luck on the upcoming legislative session. And we certainly appreciate you guys coming in and keeping the community updated. So thank you so much. That's going to do it for this edition of Meet the Community. Our special thanks to Missouri State Representative Kent Hayden, Audrain County Associate Commissioner for the Eastern District, Leslie Meyer, and Audrain Associate Commissioner for the Western District, Tracy R. Graham. Our guest this morning. We'll be back with another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.